Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, and we are on day 2333 of our trek. The purpose of Wisdom Trek is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow if you have chosen to grow before. In today's Wisdom Nugget, I'll guide you through the vast landscapes of biblical wisdom. Today we'll dive into Proverbs chapter 28, verses 15 through 21 from the New Living Translation. In these verses, we'll explore insights into the consequences of injustice, the blessings of righteousness, and the importance of integrity. Let's not delay any further. Let's uncover the wisdom within Proverbs. Verses 15 and 16. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a roaring lion or an attacking bear. A ruler with no understanding will oppress his people, but those who hate corruption will have a long life. These verses contrast the actions of the wicked ruler with those of a righteous one. How can we understand the consequences of injustice and the blessings of righteousness? We do this by recognizing the importance of seeking just and compassionate leaders, especially toward the poor and the oppressed. A wicked ruler destroys and harms the vulnerable, like a roaring lion or an attacking bear. In contrast, a ruler with understanding and integrity will govern with wisdom and compassion, ensuring justice and protection for all. Choose leaders who hate corruption and strive for righteousness, knowing that they will bring stability and prosperity to the land. Support leaders who prioritize the well-being of their people and work to eliminate injustice and oppression in all its forms. Now let's explore verses 17 and 18. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. The blameless will be rescued from harm, but the crooked will suddenly be destroyed. These verses highlight the consequences of wickedness and the protection afforded to the blameless. How can we understand the consequences of wickedness and the protection of the blameless? We can do this by recognizing the importance of living a life of integrity and righteousness, knowing it brings protections and deliverance from harm. The tormented conscience of the wicked lead to destruction and death, while the blameless find refuge and rescue from harm. Avoid protecting or aligning with those who engage in wickedness, knowing that they will face sudden destruction. Instead, choose a path of righteousness and integrity, knowing that it leads to safety and deliverance from harm. Live a life that honors God and follows His commands, knowing that He is faithful to protect and deliver those who walk with integrity. And finally, let's turn our attention to verses 19 through 21. Hard workers have plenty of food. Lazy people will starve. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. A trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. These verses emphasize the importance of diligence, honesty, and perseverance. How can we understand the importance of diligence, honesty, and perseverance? We can do this by recognizing the importance of hard work and honesty in achieving success and prosperity. Hard workers reap the rewards of their labor, enjoying the abundance of food and provisions. In contrast, lazy individuals face starvation and poverty due to their unwillingness to work. Pursue opportunities with diligence and perseverance, avoiding the temptation to chase the quick riches or indulge in fantasy pursuits. Be trustworthy and honest in all your dealings, knowing that it will lead toward a rich reward and favor from God. Choose the path of diligence, honesty, and perseverance, knowing that leads to lasting success and prosperity. And there you have it, my friends. Insights from Proverbs chapter 28, verses 15 through 21. These verses offer us timeless wisdom in seeking righteous leadership, choosing integrity, and embracing diligence and honesty in all aspects of life. So as we continue our journey through the pages of the Bible, let's remember to apply these timeless principles to our daily life. Until the next time, keep seeking God's wisdom and make it part of your daily trek. And if you found this podcast insightful, please subscribe and leave us a review. And then encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. Thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, and most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you next time for more Daily Wisdom.